This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ramadan Kareem, everyone. My name is Deepa Prashad, and welcome to the very first episode of You Made That. So the entire focus of this series is to teach you guys some really delicious and awesome and easy meals that you could make at home, get your family involved, and it's perfect for iftar. So today, our very first episode is right here at Naan and Chai, one of my favorite places to eat in the city. So today, we have the lovely Chef Urmil with us, and also our sous chef, Isa. He has no credentials, but is just very talented. So before we get into what we're making today, I want to check in with you guys. How are you both doing today?
Good, good. How are you guys?
Are you guys excited?
Yes.
Kind of.
It smells so good in here, so I really want to get into the food. But before we get into that, I just want to speak to Naan and Chai a little bit. Like I said, it's one of my favorite places to eat in the city. Their entire focus is stuffed naan. They do over 40 different types. Super easy to eat. It's so flavorful, so delicious. But I know, Chef Urmil, we're not doing the whole naan thing today, so can you let everybody know what we'll be making today?
So, hi, my name is Urmil, and he's my sous chef, Isa. Hi, nice to meet you guys. We're gonna say hi, hi,
oh,
hi.
Hello.
Hi. All right, so we are doing everything except naans today. Obviously, there's chai in the name of our restaurant, Naan and Chai. We'll be starting our day with the chai today. So, followed by black pepper chicken karahi and a very good appetizer, kind of fusion dish by the name of okra fries. It's gonna be super crispy thing.
It sounds really delicious. I'm super excited. Yeah. So, what's step one? What are we working on first today?
It's gonna be as delicious as Kashmiri, I can say. We are making a kadak chai, but we are flavoring it with saffron and cardamom.
Ooh.
So, these both spices are such which are known for its aroma. So, what are you gonna do, Isa, first? Like? You're gonna start with?
Oh, Isa.
Oh, I'm relying on you. I drink the tea.
Simple, man. You're just gonna switch on the stove. This is the first step. You have to keep the milk on the boiling, yeah.
Do you have to stir it constantly to make sure that it's
yes,
not catching on the bottom?
My sous chef can do that.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Isa. So, the first thing we're gonna do is we're gonna add saffron.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of saffron. It should be around 15 to 20 strands for 4 liters of milk.
Okay.
You can see the color changing already.
You can see the color changing, yes.
Yeah.
Followed by the cardamom. The only thing we need to worry about, we cannot put cardamom like this. We have to smash it up with a knife or something.
If you put it whole, why can't you put it in whole like that?
So, it is a pod. It is basically a seed.
Yeah.
If we open up the seed, then it will release the essential oils.
So all the flavors come out more when you smash it.
There you go. So we're gonna keep on stirring it, and it will take like around 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay.
At slow flame. So the aroma and essential oils of cardamom and saffron can ooze out. And we are making it with milk. If you like milk a lot, then you can add a little bit of cream as well.
I think that's an amazing idea. The more cream, the better.
More cream? You're gonna be as fat as me, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
It's okay.
While it's boiling away, we'll start with the black pepper chicken karahi.
Okay.
So, it's essentially a dish. When we think about curries, we normally think it's something cooked with onions and tomatoes and everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that is used to. But this is super easy. You don't need to go to market to buy onions or tomatoes. It's more of just we are making chicken and yogurt.
It sounds simple enough that I can do it.
But you're talented.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're the sous chef. You have all the skills to make this.
So, what's the first thing you're gonna do, Isa? What do you need? Chicken, man. Chicken, yeah.
Isa, even I knew that, and I'm not even the sous chef today.
I'm a long way to go.
Breast is the most convenient part and easily available in the market.
And sometimes with the chicken breast, it can get dry when you're cooking it, but does the yogurt kind of help moisturize it and keep it tender?
Yes, that's correct. The yogurt have lactobacillus.
Yes.
That's an agent which helps in tenderizing the chicken. All right.
Hello, you want to
see? Isa, your milk is boiling. What are you doing, man?
He's
stirring. Isa's mesmerized by the chicken right now.
I was too impressed by the chicken.
Impressed by the chicken? You don't care about the chai, yeah? Are you good with the knife, Isa?
Yeah.
Should I call
911?
As long as you
have a second. Okay. Deepa, can you call 911 on your phone?
I will. I have my phone in my back pocket. Go just ahead. In case.
There you go. Just gonna remove the fat.
Okay, so we're all staring at you right now just to see how good you are at this. Oh, wow. Look at that skill.
I mean, I might be taking some extra, but I'm sorry. I've made some chicken before, chicken and rice, very simple meal. I mean, I used to be a university student. This is different because we're using more than foreign ingredients.
Yeah.
So. You know what? What do I make at my home? At my home? After I eat our shift, I usually cook 2 minute Maggie noodles.
Really? Are you serious?
Yeah. That's the most comforting food I eat. Right? It's good?
Oh, that looks pretty good.
It's pretty good, man. Impressive.
Yeah. Looking.
So it's looking good. I'm just gonna reduce the milk a little bit to provide it more of a milkier, smoother taste.
Mm-hmm.
Does it miss me? I know you got mad at me last time.
So it's up to you, whatever you want.
Up to you, Chef Isa.
I'm waiting for it to whisper.
When it overflows, that's when you know.
Yeah,
that
that's
it's...
how I'll know.
What are you going to do first?
For the tea or the chicken?
I don't know.
For the chicken, I might need to put the oil in.
Yep. See? You can usually put oil or ghee.
Okay.
I'm using a mixture of both, that is oil and ghee. These all are the ingredients what we're going to use. So, what is this?
Is that ginger?
Yeah, correct. It's a
peeled
ginger.
Ginger.
Followed by chilies. Yeah. These both we're gonna put at the last. The main base of the curry is ginger and garlic paste.
Uh-huh.
And yogurt.
Okay.
All right. So the chilies what we are using, it's not the bird's eye Thai chilies.
Yeah.
It's available in the grocery stores. It's long, mild green chilies.
Mm-hmm.
That is what it is called as. So you can basically eat it like that.
Oh, wow.
Do you want to try it?
No. Not at all.
There's people who can take some spice.
My tolerance is terrible, so.
All right. And then we're going to finish that with coriander.
Mmm.
Awesome.
All right.
So what do we need to do to put these together in order to put it on the chicken?
So if you have time, I'll be recommending you to marinate your chicken with ginger, garlic, and salt.
So how much are I put in these ones?
Around a spoon.
And
so, yeah.
Is that right?
A little bit less, yeah.
That?
Yeah, that's good.
Ooh, color.
Yeah, green is.
Wow.
So the next step what we're gonna do is we're gonna heat up the wok, put some oil, and then we're gonna put some ginger garlic paste to that,
okay.
Followed by the chicken. All right, and the spices what we're gonna use is we're gonna take some around 10 grams of cumin.
And this isn't ground, is this ground cumin or just the whole
seeds? No, it's
seeds?
A whole cumin.
Whole cumin. Cumin, okay.
Is there anything you need to do with these?
No, don't worry, man. I was just messing with you.
At least you're checking in now. You're checking in, that's all that matters.
That's coriander. Okay. These are the whole coriander seeds. We're gonna smash it with a knife. Same thing, we're gonna use out all the essential oils
mm-hmm.
in this.
Right.
As you can hear the sound.
Yeah, I can hear them crunching as they
use it. Yeah.
How do you know when they're crunched enough?
It should be split into half. So okay. Like this is the whole one, but it's the ones which are split into half,
okay,
that
well,
is crunched.
Once it's split into the half, then you can see the flavor.
Yeah.
Okay. So these are the only two spices we're gonna be using?
Yeah.
Wow.
Followed by the powdered spices.
Right.
Ooh, okay.
That's it. We'll just wait for the chicken. Isa, what is that? Yeah, it is. Good boy.
Thank you. Come a long way.
Come a long way, yes.
Isa's gonna have PTSD about chai
Chef
for the
Isa
rest
on the
of
moon,
his
yes.
life.
I know I'm never gonna forget to stir the chai.
So you have to be quick. When the oil comes to a smoke point, you can see smoke all around. You're gonna add the spices, followed by the ginger and garlic, and followed by the chicken.
The ginger, okay.
Yeah. You can see this oil.
Three
spoons, yeah. One
that
more.
That sound is so satisfying. Oh, Isa, I want to see you do that.
Yeah, followed by the chicken. Yeah, just dump it in.
Yum.
That's it. And then we're gonna cook on the low flame. Perfect. And meanwhile, the chicken is cooking. We're gonna start with our chai.
How long does it take for the chicken to cook?
Should be ready in like around 15 minutes. And then we're gonna add some yogurt once it's half done. The chicken, when you can see the browning on the chicken, we'll add yogurt and we'll allow it to cook in the yogurt, yeah? All right. So the chai is good to go. You can see the nice and color. Yeah. And then we're just gonna put chai. So for 4 liters of chai, I can recommend to use around 50 grams of chai.
Okay.
You can basically use any of the chai available in the market. The one which we use over here, it's a tea blend.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anything can work for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It should be black tea, not
black
the green
tea.
One. Yeah.
So how many of these spoons?
It's like
what
around.
What is this called? What is it called? Ladle.
Ladle.
How many ladles do you put in?
Should be like around 2 ladles, but depends. A ladle of different sizes.
Right.
So like for 4 liters of chai, you can use like around 50 grams of tea. Right, so
let me guess, start mixing?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isa's picking up very quickly today. That's how easy it is to do this at home.
Yeah.
Isa. See? No, it's me, my bad, sorry.
No, it's okay.
It's a team effort. I'm all the way in my own world, so I have nothing to do with
it. Part of cooking at home is staying passive.
But hey, you'll be cooking with your family, so there'll be like multiple people eyeing everything, so you'll be okay.
Then we're just gonna boil the tea for 2 minutes once we add the tea. Otherwise, the tea has a very fresh aroma. If we keep on boiling it, it's gonna become a kind of bitter.
Okay.
So we're gonna strain it after 2 minutes. Yeah?
Oh, it's boiling.
That smells so good. I'm so hungry.
We're just gonna add yogurt to the curry now. As you can see, the chicken is almost cooked, around 80% done.
How much yogurt are we gonna add to the chicken?
Around 4 to 5 spoons.
4 or 5 spoons.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
Yeah, one more.
There we go.
We're gonna add a little bit of water to it and followed by chili flakes. Around this much.
So you strained your tea, the chicken is still cooking away. So is it now time to start on the okra fries?
Now we're gonna start with the okra fries. And take the okra. Remove the head.
Yeah.
Cut it into 2 pieces.
Awesome. Ooh, yeah. Just in half.
Easy. This can be a healthier option because there's a lot of greens to it.
Mm-hmm.
As you can see, it's full green.
Yeah.
We'll be here for 10 years at the rate that you're cutting these.
Oh, yeah.
But slow and steady wins the race.
And then the kurai is almost ready.
Yeah.
Just turn off the flame. Allow it to settle for like around 4 to 5 minutes, and then we'll add ginger and chilies and some coriander.
So what does Isa need to do first?
Put in the garlic and ginger?
Yep.
How much should I put in?
Around 2 spoons.
Okay,
like around 1 pound of okra, followed by 2 spoons of ginger and garlic.
Okay.
We'll be coating it with the spices.
How much of each spice?
Around a spoon, I can see. 1 teaspoon.
1 teaspoon.
Yep. That's chili powder, yeah. Turmeric. That's a dried mango powder.
Yeah. Dried mango powder.
Yeah. Followed by garam masala.
Garam masala.
Coriander.
Coriander.
And cumin.
Finally, cumin.
And?
You're
forgetting something.
Salt and pepper?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I was like, wait, what else do we have to add?
You put them on the right side.
Yeah, I was a trick.
That's it. And if you want it more spicy, you can add a little bit of chili flakes.
Wow. Oh, yes. That looks very good.
There's a chickpea flour, and we have cornstarch over here.
Cornstarch.
So what we're going to do now, it's a bit tricky to coat the okra rice. So first thing, we are coating it with the spices.
Mm-hmm.
We'll add some water to it. Yeah, you can keep going. We're going to add a bit of chickpea flour.
The nice thing about wearing gloves, you can really get in there.
Yeah.
Yes. Followed by cornstarch. It will give a nice crispy crunch.
Oh, yeah.
You can keep
most
on.
Enjoyable part.
Yeah. And now we're going to add more amount of chickpea and then, and we're just going to dry toss it.
And that's what's going to give it the nice coat on the outside, right? Mm-hmm.
So you say dry toss, is that when you're going to shake?
Oh, so you can do it now?
I'm not wearing a apron, huh? Don't make my clothes
dirty. Don't get on me. I'll Okay.
Okay.
It's going to go everywhere.
You can
see,
do
it. I'm not going to do it like that. I'm not going to go like that. I'm just going to shake it.
Okay.
Hey, smart one.
Yeah, I tried to do it complicated. The simple always way to go.
All right, and now good to go. To make sure all is medium to high hot.
So how long do you normally fry it for?
For around 3 to 4 minutes.
Oh, that's super quick then. So this is like really easy and quick to make then. Like 4 minutes of frying is no time at all. Really.
So once you put in the okra rice, you have to make sure you do not keep on stirring it. Otherwise,
okay,
it will break the coating.
Okay.
So once it's in the oil, you have to let it fry for around 2 minutes, and then you can just rip it.
That looks so good.
Yeah. Now, as you can see, the curry is a bit thickened now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So you can cut the ginger the way you like. Yeah, followed by the chilies. You can cut the way you like. I'm cutting it like this because it's a bit spicy.
Okay, Issa, you have to give it one shot. Just say you love your fingers before you go to cut it. Wow! Look at that!
1 inch or around 2 inches of ginger and around 4 to 5 chilies. Should be good enough. Followed by coriander and black pepper, because the name of the dish is black pepper chicken curry. Lots of coriander.
Lots of greens.
Lots of greens.
Your favorite.
My favorite.
And the thing I like to do, the secret behind my good health, I add lots of ghee over here in the curry.
Yeah,
you can usually put some butter as well, if you don't have ghee at your place. Well, butter is always the magic, right?
Yeah.
It's good.
Oh, yum.
You have to taste it. We add a little bit of salt to it. If you want some more flavors or more kind of tangy taste, you can definitely add chaat masala. Little bit of chaat masala on that, and you can do that.
Oh yeah.
Your favorite part.
Oh yeah.
All right, so there you have it, 3 simple things that you can try at home. So if you are gonna try this at home, please tag everyone on social media so that they can see what a good job that you did in all of this. So you can tag Nan and Chai and also Isna_Canada. So this looks so delicious. Are you guys ready for a taste test?
I'm very ready.
I'm so excited. I'm going to grab an okra fry.
I'm going to grab some of this.
Mmm. It's falling apart. This can be cut, right?
Not the tomatoes and onions. That's really good.
Yeah.
Mmm.